This is Rats from Just Ask Rats. The show you can ask me anything you want to. You can find me on my very own Facebook group called Just Ask Rats. I would love to answer some of your questions. Right now, you are listening to Night Light Stories.
Hello, and welcome to episode 38 of the Night Light Stories podcast, recorded on October 2nd, 2011. This podcast tells one original story each episode that will light up the imaginations of children of all ages, anytime, anywhere. I am your host and narrator, Miss Mel. We would like to send out a special thanks to Raz of the Just Ask Raz show for recording a bumper for us. You can find this brilliant almost 5-year-old over at her Facebook page and ask her a question. As of this recording, she has 27 episodes and going strong. I recently asked her what her favorite kind of birthday cake is. This question fits perfectly in with our new story, Eat the Cake, which was written by Chris and Melissa Bouguet. As you listen to this story, consider the following. What's your favorite thing about a birthday party? Eat the Cake by Chris and Melissa Bouguet. Eat the cake, brother. Eat the cake, mama. Eat the cake, daddy. Everyone, eat the cake. It's my birthday, and you are going to eat my cake. I only get so many birthdays in my life, and I only get so many birthday parties. Right now, I'm turning 4. 4! 4 years old! That only happens once, you know. You only get one birthday cake for your 4th birthday. So please, eat the cake. Did you know that every bite of cake that a guest takes equals 1 year good luck for the person having the birthday? Yeah, that's true. The more bites you take, the luckier I get. Take small bites. It's like wishing me well for my entire life. So please, won't you eat the cake? The next time you're at someone else's birthday party, eat their birthday cake too. I know I will. I always eat the birthday cake. I always lick the frosting. I always nibble the crumbs. The ice cream, well, that's optional. But you've got to eat the cake. You know how when you go to work or school, you have certain responsibilities? Well, when you come to a birthday party, you have certain responsibilities too. You have to bring a present, you have to sing the birthday song, and there's one more thing you have to do. You have to eat the cake. Hey you, my mom's friend. I know you say you're watching what you eat, but I'm here to tell you, this is one of those times when you can. No, not can. Should. Cheat, just a little. I promise, that little culinary cube won't count against your calories. Just eat the cake. As an adult, the party games are optional. You aren't required to spin, spin, spin with a blindfold on. You aren't required to whack, whack, whack at a decorated box of candy. Your job is simply to watch, take pictures, and make sure you don't get stuck with a tack in the wrong place. Yow! But while you stand there, cheering your child on, there is one thing you must do. Eat the cake! At least twice a year, Mommy and Daddy have us pack up a box of cans and we drive them to the places that give out food to families that need them. I guess that's why it's called a food drive. I asked Daddy why we can't pack up cake and give it out to people. He said that the cake, unless frozen, would go bad too quickly because the food has to travel too far. But you're here now, at my party, and the cake is right there, on the table. Daddy says wasting food is wrong. Think about all the people who wish they could eat cake right now, but can't. Doesn't that make you want to eat the cake? Finally, and if this doesn't convince you, nothing will. Look into my eyes. Look at my smile. I couldn't be happier than I am at my party, surrounded by my friends and my family. I am overjoyed that you're here to celebrate with me. I'm exuberant, elated, enthusiastic, ecstatic, and excited. I don't think I've ever felt this good inside. I want to giggle and shout and run around waving my hands over my head, telling everyone how awesome this feels. And I want to share that feeling with you. So please, as a present to me, eat the cake! We hope you enjoyed the story. We want to send out bright birthday wishes to Corey M. of New Hampshire, Aunt Kathleen of San Antonio, Texas, Aunt Sue of New York, Sophia P. of Maryland, and Nicholas. We hope your days sparkled. In case you're a new listener to the podcast, we thought we'd take a few minutes here at the end of the show to review the different ways you can collaborate and share with us at Nightlight Stories. Check out the blog at nightlightstories.net, where we post activities and comprehension questions associated with each story. We welcome comments on the blog about the stories, questions, activities, or really anything you'd like to share. Almost every week, we visually define a vocabulary word with a photo and blog post we call Lighting the Way with Words. Each week, we feature a new photo with a word that starts with the next letter in the alphabet. For any Lighting the Way with Words blog posts, we invite people to send us their own pictures to help further define the word. Maybe you have the perfect picture to help represent a word we've used in a Lighting the Way with Words post. If so, send that picture to nightlightstories@gmail.com, and we'll add it to the blog post to help further define the word. Another great way to stretch your imagination is to draw pictures of characters or scenes from any of the stories. We'd love to see what you can come up with. Use all your artistic talents to create a masterpiece inspired by Nightlight Stories. Then, take a picture of it and send it to us at nightlightstories@gmail.com. We'll add it to the fan art section of the website so other people can see your awesomeness. Also, feel free to like the Nightlight Stories Facebook page and make comments over there. It's a great way to interact with me, Mr. Chris, and many of the other people who listen to the podcast. Finally, please tell other people how much you're enjoying the stories. If you're a teacher, please share how you're using Nightlight Stories in your classroom with other teachers and with parents of your students. If you're a parent, please share Nightlight Stories with your child's teacher. We appreciate you spreading the word and all your support. As always, we look forward to watching the glow grow brighter with the many stories we can share together.
Eat the cake!
Eat the cake!
Eat the cake!
Eat